authority. I have to sacrifice being right. I have to sacrifice my very life. It's yours. It's not mine. This is what I have to do. I have to trust you. It's God's work. It's God's glory. It's just a praise. And you and I will get rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ because all we did was trust him. That's the obedience that he's looking for. So this is the obedience that the world is looking for. This is the obedience that manifestation that we are in faith. This is the obedience that demonstrates that we're walking in faith. They are the works of God. They are the obedience. Not my obedience. They are the obedience of God. And it's amazing how many arrogant, self-righteous Christians think they can produce spiritual love by being obedient. They can't. It comes from the power of God the Holy Spirit. It is spiritual love that obeys and produces the obedience that the world sees, not me. So it is love that produces all the things that the world sees, and it's the Holy Spirit that produces that love. It's the work of God. So we come back in closing tonight. We come back. What does God want? What kind of obedience does God want from me? The obedience that is faith, trusting the Holy Spirit for the Christian life. The obedience that comes from that. Is there an obedience that comes from that? Oh, people, yes, there is, and it's important. How you and I act is important. Love does not act unbecoming. How you and I talk is important. Spiritual love does not talk in an insulting manner, blasphemous manner. All the things that love does, they're very important in life, but in the proper place. And the obedience is our faith, and then there's an obedience that comes from it, and that's the work of God, and that's what they're seeing. Therefore, he gets the credit, gets the glory. Faith has no credit, no glory, no merit, nothing. He gets it. And then we get rewards. But it's so hard to see, because the flesh wants to do. We're not here to do for him. We're here to trust him and let him do for us. Wow. The answer is so simple and so easy, Heavenly Father. From Job to the end of Revelation. Thank you for that creature in the supernatural realm and in the human realm. Who will have the audacity to just trust you. Who will have the audacity in Satan's world, the kingdom of darkness, to just trust you. To go against all the knowledge of the truth, good and evil, all the teaching of human viewpoint, of earning and doing our part, to just simply trust you. What a powerful God you are. What a loving and understanding God you are. Knowing that we can't do these things, but we can believe in Christ. Praise you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, for your compassion, for your genius. Pray, Father, that you will continue to guide us, enrich us as an assembly of believers. Use us as an assembly of believers. Message that's so real to us to get out to others. So give us more and more opportunities to do this in all kinds of forms, tapes, publications, teaching, whatever, that we can get this out. Use us, Heavenly Father, to continue to trust you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hey, man.